Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Party rock, baby. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Listen, it's Friday, and a lot of our focus is on Sunday. Commanders taking on the Chargers out here in Los Angeles. I'm watching as the sun is rising on the West Coast. Shaping up to be a beautiful day in Southern California. It usually is. You know where else it's going to be a beautiful day? College Park, Maryland. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Terps, 4-0, undefeated, stud freshman quarterback Malik Washington hosting the Washington Huskies. Joining us now is my friend Joe LeBou from the Maryland Athletic Department. Joe Boo, what up, dude?
What's going on, man? This is fun to talk to you in an official capacity. This is a good time, man. How you been?
I am good, brother. I am good. So, dude, I want people understand this. Like, we had Jim Smith, the Terps' new athletic director, on the line maybe last week. And, you know, Jim's coming from where he worked for the Falcons. He worked for Ohio State. Like, he chose to come to Maryland. You worked for the Capitals. You worked for the Skins. You worked for the Panthers. You chose to come back to Maryland. What are you guys trying to build in College Park and get that athletic department really kind of humming?
Championship culture. You know, I came back because, and I've told people this, JP, like, it's not aspirational. I mean, you and I, when we were here, we were on the top of the mountain in a lot of sports. We mean something to the DMV. We mean something to alum and fans. And I think, you know, having been in the professional side for 24 years, we are that old. having an opportunity to come back and make a legitimate impact at a place that I care about, my friends care about, my family cares about, is the opportunity of a lifetime. And with the evolving landscape of college athletics, you know, we're the right people for the role.
What is it that makes us feel like this is the right time for things to start hitting at University of Maryland?
Yeah, you know, we've got an amazing alumni base. We're in the most powerful region in the country. We play in what we consider to be the best conference in the country. And, you know, you've seen the talent coming through here. You've seen all of the ingredients are here to put Maryland on a map locally and nationally. And there's so much opportunity. And anytime you want to take a shot at something, you look at sort of risk reward. And for me, yeah, there's a little bit of risk, but man, the reward is just so great. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it. I mean, we've got a freshman quarterback, local guy, doing big things. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? You know, the basketball team coming off that, it sort of woke up everybody. It woke up me in Charlotte last year. You know, the group text, people I went to school with, everyone was talking about
you and I,
Maryland basketball again. Yeah, it's right. You and I were texting back and forth for sure. I mean, like, you know, that stuff is why we do what we do, right? And to be able to now be right here, sort of woven in the fabric, is pretty amazing.
Dude, how difficult is the new college sports landscape? Like, just how complicated? I don't know the right way to describe it, but just, like, what is your day-to-day like trying to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just cope, I suppose.
You make it sound so difficult. I don't think it's as difficult as some may think, because again, from my perspective, you know, the priorities are the priorities, and that's to deliver best in class fan experience, best in class environment for our student athletes. Make sure, from a reputational standpoint, University of Maryland's, you know, the best in class. Those were all things that we did day in and day out where we were before. You know, every decision you make, you know, you stand to be criticized or applauded for it. You have to weigh those things out. And for me, you know, I look at it from a revenue standpoint. You know, how do we become resourced in a better way? And I think the sort of wild west part of this is people's understanding of how do I become involved? You know, what is NIL? What is rev share? Are they the same? I don't get it. You know, and just letting people know there are several ways to be involved. You can buy tickets and show up tomorrow, you know, and that investment is going right back into the university. Going right back into our facilities, going right back into rosters and out. So you do play that role. And there's a little bit different value prop than the pro side, you know, and that's what's exciting about this too. So for me, I think just prioritizing, getting people here, getting them engaged, and then the secret sauce, JP, as you know, is like getting them to come back, getting them to feel great about Maryland. You know, if we're gonna press the foot down on the revenue side, we want to make sure that value is reciprocated, and that's what we're doing. So the first 2 months here has been just evaluating what we've been doing, what's working, where the opportunities are, where are some early wins. You know, getting a sellout tomorrow—that's a massive early win for us. But a lot of little things behind the scenes too that maybe people don't notice, but you know, sort of some of the parts. That a lot of things are happening.
How much fun are you having getting all this stuff done? And like, I mean, it's like a first for a lot of people. It's a first for a lot of programs. But if you do it right, it can be something that lasts a long time.
That's it. I mean, it's all about the impact. I mean, for me, there's a professional piece to it, but a lot of it's personal too. And you're right. The impact is great. And if you can impact a place you care about, what better way to spend your day and your time? Because as you guys both know, this industry is a grind. You know, you're away from your family quite a bit. It's 24/7, 365. As much as you want to unplug, it's impossible. So, you know, you want to make sure you're at a place that you love and you believe in. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, the biggest thing of sales is believing in your product, and there's no product I believe in more than University of Maryland.
I mean, hell, you were B, you want to know something about Joe Boo?
What you got?
Unlike me, Joe Boo and I would go to the bars frequently. We would go out a lot. But Joe was able to maintain, what, a 4.0, like a 3.7?
Yeah.
My GPA was a little bit different.
I thought you were going to tell everybody how great of a flag football athlete I was. You know, 4 titles in 4 years, Harry.
Pretty elite. He's got quicks, B. He's got quicks. How close is that thing to a sellout tomorrow? Is it sold out?
We're less than 2,000 seats away. So yesterday was massive gains.
JB, buy that up, man.
that's a B-Mitch salary to buy up 2,000 tickets. Yeah. That ain't a big-eared blogger, B.
So we're pacing really well. I mean, the ticket buyer these days, they love to wait until day of or, you know, day before. So we really anticipate being able to announce a sellout. I think I would be disappointed if we didn't at this point, the way things are moving. So fingers crossed, if people are listening, engaging now, there's still opportunity to come out here. It's going to be beautiful weather. It will be the Los Angeles of the Mid-Atlantic tomorrow. And
I love that.
3:30 kick. Let's go. I mean, get to College Park early. Enjoy it. The sights, the sounds, the smells. You know,
easy on the smells. I've walked around College Park lately. It doesn't exactly the smells can be quite interesting.
except for a game day.
Tailgates, grills.
You got the grills going on early. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing like it. You guys know that.
Dude, I assume you saw this. Did you see Jaden Daniels showing some love to Malik Washington? What do you think that
means? Of course I did.
What do you think that means to the kid, the player, and then what does that mean for the program?
I think it shows how important we are. It also shows what a tight-knit community, you know, sports can be. And, you know, people support those that they believe in and they see big things. It puts Malik in that category of must see and must support. And for Jay to do that, that speaks volumes about him too and how he's assimilated into the DMV. And, you know, he wants to be a part of this too. And I think that's great. And that's something that, you know, Commanders fans can get behind, and they know they've got their guy as QB1. So it was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. What is Malik like? I've met him briefly. I imagine you dealt with him and talked to him a fair amount. It seems like a great kid. He's clearly a great player.
The maturity level, JP, is off the charts. I mean, I've been around pro athletes my whole life, and, you know, I haven't seen many more mature than Malik is. And he's, you know, he's wise beyond his years. But it was funny, if you're around him for just a couple minutes, just kind of seeing how he interacts with people and sort of the questions he asks you, it's not surprising that he can command a huddle. Mm-hmm. And it's not surprising that, you know, he's got the offense humming the way it is, and he's got the belief of our coaching staff as a true freshman.
All right, man. Go Terps. A fun one tomorrow. Let's get a dub over these Huskies.
Let's do it.
Hey, we got to have bragging rights over Kerwin.
That's right. Well, no, he's a Wisconsin.
That's right, Wisconsin. I forgot. I'm thinking the W.
But whatever. We need bragging rights over Kerwin regardless. Joe Booth, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. That's our friend Joe LeBoux from the University of Maryland Athletic Department. We're giving away Terps tickets right now. Caller number 10. You can win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game, Terps versus Huskies. Big opportunity for Maryland to go to 2-0 in the Big Ten. First time Maryland's ever hosted the Huskies. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Pair of tickets for tomorrow's game to watch the Terps hopefully pummel the Huskies. Call right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.